This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world. My first guest is a country legend. She is 80 years old. I don't think she'll mind me telling you that because she's very proud of the fact that at that age, she is still performing at the Grand Ole Opry. She's got a brand new record out right now, which I think is great. Jeannie Seely will be joining us. Then a gentleman by the name of Sunil Gupta will be here. He's written a book called Backable. Not Bankable, Backable. There is a difference, and we'll learn about it when we bring him on the air. And then Chris Ciccinelli will be joining us. He's the CEO of Pure Romance, and he has penned a new book that is out right now talking how to really get into being a success, especially if you're a woman. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi today.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmON.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Pastor Grant, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values, and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
I get up every morning, have my coffee, gather my things, jump right in that same old traffic.
Like that song. Welcome back, everybody, nationwide and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today, and that is the voice of our next guest. And I got to tell you something. She is a sweet lady. The last time that we had her on, I think it was when our friend Charlie Daniels passed away. Joining us right now is Jeannie Seely. Hi, Jeannie. How are you, dear? Nice to have you here.
Well, I'm doing great. Thank you, Ron, for inviting me back.
Well, we had such a great time last time. Too bad the subject was a little sad, but boy, we had a terrific time. And I love that song. I really do. That is so nice. I listened to it three or four times before on the air today. It's just a great song.
I am so thrilled about this song. And I've said I can't even imagine how upset I would be had the boys not allowed me to record this song. I don't know if the backstory on this is so interesting, because my friend Ron Harmon found, he had some Dottie West memorabilia, and he found where she had started this song. And it resonated with Ron so much that he took it to Bobby Tomberlin to finish writing it. And Bobby called in Steve Warner because he said, you need to be a part of this, Steve. You worked with her, practically lived at her house when
right.
he was working with Dottie.
Sure.
And so I truly feel like those boys finished the song the way Dottie would have.
It's a beautiful song. The words to it are just, and the way you interpret it. You know, songs are good, but if you don't have somebody interpreting them the way, you know, the way the writer intends it to sound like, it goes nowhere. And boy, you did a heck of a job in interpreting that with the feeling. Speaking about Dottie, of course, you were very, very close friends with Dottie, and you wrote that great song, Here Comes My Baby. What's amazing to me, and I got to tell you the truth here, I've had a long association over the years with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, but I have to admit that over the last few years, I've been very critical of them because of the fact that a lot of the great rock and roll artists are not in that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And to go even further, some of the artists that weren't that big are. I have the same gripe, I guess, with the Country Music Hall of Fame. I just don't understand why Jeannie Seely is not in that institution. I mean, that's a no-brainer, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I know.
Well, I thank you so much. That's an incredible compliment. And, of course, it's a dream of everyone to be there. And someone asked me once, what is the importance of it? And I had to stop and think. I think it just means it's that reward for a lifetime
right.
dedication and work on your craft. It's just a validation of your life's work.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I mean, I've always wanted to be in the Broadcasting Hall of Fame, and kind of feel funny to say, hey, can somebody nominate me for the Broadcasting Hall of Fame? That wasn't so bad right there. Maybe I should say that. Can somebody just nominate me for the Broadcasting Hall of Fame?
Exactly. But you and it's hard to, without blowing your own horn,
right.
so to speak, but you have to keep reminding people that, you know, the people are busy in every phase of our business, you know, so... Yeah, I try to look at it that way. We just have to remind them, make people aware. Someone once told me way back, let people know, because I was always hesitant even to say that I wanted to be a singer, you know.
Sure.
And they said, you have to always let people know what you want to do, because then they'll help you.
You know, Jeannie, that is a very good philosophy. And I tell you how I learned that philosophy the very hard way. And that is, you know, a lot of times you wait around for something to happen because you think everybody knows what you want. Somebody told me one day, he said, you just got to ask for it. I mean, because if you don't. So one day, I don't know what the circumstance was, I asked for it. And the person said to me, gosh, what a marvelous idea. I never thought you would do that. And I thought to myself, boy, did I waste a lot of time going on that road.
That's true.
When I think back to all the shows and everything that you have done, you know, I realize with the pandemic it's very hard to tour, but do you miss that?
Well, I miss parts of it. It's so funny. Bill Anderson and I were talking about this the other day. I mean, working the road certainly has been a way of life for us, and at this stage of our careers, and we both were discussing how much we miss that one-on-one rapport with our fans, and especially those of us who have been here a long time. We have fans that have been with us for years. They've become friends, family, if you will. And you look forward to seeing them. Also, we talked about how important the feedback from fans is to us, and we're missing that. But on the other side of that, we are appreciating and learning to love being home more and discovering things that we really never had the opportunity to feel this contentment at home before. It was not an option. So we're both enjoying very much spending, enjoying our homes more, our pets, and our family more.
Jeannie, there's the old show business adage, and I know you've heard it a million times, but it is so true, and somebody not in this business wouldn't understand it. But if going on the road could mean standing in the wings waiting to go on, this would be the best job in the world. You get paid for all the traveling and all the grief that goes in between. But, boy, when you're on that stage, that's the big reward.
Yes, it is. That's my challenge every time I walk out on that Opry stage. I always tell people, you know, I tell the young artists, you know, one thing that might help you is to keep in mind that it's really not about you. Stop worrying about what you have on or any of that. Your job is to go out there and make sure those people have a good time, feel like they spent their money wisely, and that they're glad they came.
Yeah, grateful.
That's my objective every time I walk on the Opry or any stage.
I think that is indicative of your staying power in this business, is having that philosophy. Now, I'm going to go back to this Hall of Fame deal again, okay? I understand that if we check out your Facebook, there's a new page. It's called Induct Jeannie Seely in the Country Music Hall of Fame. Now, I'm going to invite everybody to check out Jeannie's Facebook page, because you know what? I love your work, and you're a real pro and a grand lady, and you should be in there. If there's anything we can do at this end to push that along, you let me know, okay?
Well, I appreciate that. One thing that a lot of people don't realize, the criteria for the Hall of Fame is not just hit records or hit songs or even longevity. It's the overall contribution to our business.
Right.
And that's where that page is kind of set up by some of my team. Let people know all of the work that I have done and continue to do behind the scenes.
Jeannie, we want to talk about those contributions when we come back. We're going to take a short break. Our guest is country legend Jeannie Seely. Brand new song out right now, if you could call it that. That's the name of the song, by the way. And we'll be back with more with Ron Segi today.
If you could call it that.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus.
I'm only human. I'm just a woman. Help me believe what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway. I have to fly. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world. And that's the voice of our guest, Jeannie Seely, a very, very lovely and country legend. And she is nice enough to stay with us for another segment. We're talking about what it takes to be in the Country Music Hall of Fame. It's not just a hit record. It's just not longevity. It's the contribution sometimes made behind the scenes that really make the candidate shine. And in your case, Jeannie, you have done a lot of stuff in addition to being on stage and in the recording studio and touring for the country music business, have you not? And tell us some of these things that you've done that people really don't know about.
From the early days of getting them to recognize AFTRA so that we had insurance and pension, that I served on the board there for over 30 years. And I've been involved in on the board of the Opry Trust Fund for many years. Just all of the things that I have done behind the scenes that to try to support and better our business. I'm very involved with the Music Health Alliance that helps people. Even if they have insurance, a lot of people don't know how to negotiate it. I don't. I have to call on somebody to really say exactly what does this mean. It helps that I married an attorney. It was one of my better moves. I always thought I needed an in-house attorney, so I married one.
Oh, well, there you go. That's about as close you can get to in-house. That's got to be.
Right.
Well, you know, I got.
He reminds me every now and then. Hey, I'm retired.
Yeah, but for you, he'll come out of retirement. Jeannie, those are the items that you mentioned that are so important too. That people from a distance who see you on stage, listen to your records, they don't realize what. And that contribution in itself is why you should be there. Well, Jeannie, don't be a stranger now. You're a great lady, and I'd love to have you come back as many times as you want. And anything we can do to push this along, you just let us know, dear, okay?
Well, I sure appreciate you and appreciate the plays on this wonderful song that I am so fortunate to get to record. And
it's a great
and,
song.
Like I said, I feel about like I got to finish something Dottie started here. The same feeling I had when they invited me to sing at the medallion ceremony when she was inducted into the Hall of Fame. I always felt like had Dottie lived, she would have made that journey into the Hall of Fame on her own without question. But when I walked out there that night, that's all I could think of is I get to finish something for Dottie.
Well, that's a big accomplishment and big shoes to fill, but I tell you, you did it marvelously. I love the song, if you could call it that. And it's the latest single out there for our friend Jeannie Seely. Jeannie, you are always welcome here. You know that, and I don't have to tell you that.
Thank you.
Like I said, let's not be strangers on the show, because it's a delight having you here. And, boy, I tell you, you deserve all the salutations for the contribution that you made for our industry and the country music industry. So thank you, dear.
All right. Thank you so much. Stay in touch and come see us, okay? Everything's opening up. Please come see us.
Well, if we go to your website, can we find dates when you'll be playing or at the Opry?
Yeah. I'm pretty much at the Opry every weekend if I'm in town. I tell them, I'm here. If you need me, I'll be there. Just let me know. I kind of taken over Jimmy Dickens' spot, I think. Dan Rogers, our manager, told me last week, he said, I just like you in that opening spot because you set the tone for the show when you walk out there.
Wow.
So that made me feel so good. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I will be working a few road dates this year, but not like I did. It's getting harder and harder to fly, and my husband is on crutches now, so that makes it a little more difficult. And I just, like we talked before, I've been out there a lot of years. I'm going to sit here a little more and let y'all come see me.
Oh, I think that's a great idea. I think that's, you mentioned Whispering Bill Anderson earlier, and he's another one like yourself who have made such an impact on this industry. You know, I told him one time, out of all the songs that he ever recorded, maybe all the songs that any male country singer has recorded, there's nothing like Still. That song just blows away. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I have to tell you a funny, quick story with Bill. One time I asked him, I said, I just have to ask you, I said, how can someone who wrote something as beautiful as Still also write me a nanner and toss me a peanut?
Yeah.
And Bill looked at me real serious and he said, it was a very long tour.
That song just hits a chord. I don't know what it is. Even when I was a little boy, I said, wow, there's something here.
Yeah,
boys.
That's another one of those magical things that happens in our industry. And again, I thank you all for having me on your show, and please stay in touch.
Will do.
Anytime. I'm always ready to talk.
Okay, Jeannie. What's your website again?
JeannieSeely.com.
That's pretty easy to remember. Jeannie, thanks for joining us.
Yes.
Stay well, and we look forward to your return, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay, you too.
Thank y'all. Bye-bye.
What a nice lady she is, and a talented one, too. She's got to be in the Country Music Hall of Fame. We've got to make that happen. Jeannie Seely's been our guest.
Thank you so much. I certainly appreciate all the plugs for the song and the Hall of Fame. You're wonderful.
Well, thank you.
Don't take care and enjoy this wonderful spring.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segee today.
Your hand is like a torch. Each time you touch me, the look in your eyes pulls me apart. Don't open the door to heaven if I can. Thank you.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
For the first time, the president is calling the issue at the southern border a crisis. President Biden told reporters Saturday that he intended to increase the cap on refugees after receiving pushback from fellow Democrats when he initially announced that refugee levels would be kept at Trump-era levels. Border authorities say they continue to see increased levels of illegal crossings at the border, reporting more than 170,000 migrant encounters last month, with more expected this month. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says the solution to the border crisis is easy. He tells Fox News that a return to previously successful policies would solve the problem.
The solution is very simple. We've got to look at what has worked in the past. We also have to look towards the future. I mean, as long as we continue to release people into the United States after they violate our laws with no consequences, people are going to continue to come. That's the simple fact.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, all across the USA and around the world. I saw this come across my desk the other day, and I said, well, I have to talk to this gentleman. I was just telling him, by the way, that I had his brother on the show several times, Sanjay Gupta, of course, from CNN. Joining us right now is Sunil Gupta, and we're going to be talking about his new book called Backable, The Surprising Truth About What Makes Someone Take a Chance on You. Sunil, welcome to the show. Nice to have you here.
Rod, it's great to be here.
You know, I read this, and I was really and truly fascinated by this. This is a book that everybody should read if they want to have any form of success, even if it's a minor success. First of all, backable is a term that I always think of bankable. What is the difference between backable and bankable?
Well, you know, I think being backable is really about that mysterious it quality that some people seem to have, that I was really intrigued with, because, you know, I was the kind of person who would walk into a room with a new idea and typically get rejected, you know, whether that was working inside big companies or whether it was trying to run with ideas of my own as an entrepreneur. I was getting rejected by investors. I was getting rejected by bosses, and I was trying to figure out, well, what was I doing wrong? And so I think there's this intersection of creativity and persuasion that is a hidden art. And I really want to understand, like, what was that it quality, and how can every single one of us learn it?
Is it important to have an idea that's revolutionary, or can you take an old idea and freshen it up a little bit? Let's say, for example, I'm just using this as an example. You want to buy a car dealership. Okay, so we know what a car dealership is. What do you do to hopefully attract somebody to support that effort when it's, you know, a lot of people say, well, it's a car dealer?
Yeah, well, you definitely do not need to have a brand new idea in order to create something that's backable. It could be a slight twist on a current process. It could be, you know, an idea like you just brought up right now. You know, Ron, with the car dealership, I mean, I think no matter what idea you are running with, what is important is really to follow, I think, you know, one thing that really surprised me, I should say, is that we often sort of come up with an idea and then we get really excited about it and want to share it immediately. And what I found that backable people tend to do is they resist the temptation to share an idea before they've actually convinced themselves first that it's a good idea. You know, oftentimes we think that charisma is what makes a person convincing. But after studying hundreds of backable people now, from Oscar-winning filmmakers to iconic founders to celebrity chefs to people inside companies, what I realize is that it's not charisma that makes a person convincing, it's conviction. Backable people take the time to convince themselves first, and then they let that conviction shine through with whatever style it is that feels most natural to them. Whether it's an idea for your church or community or for your company, whatever it is, you want to take that time to believe in the idea yourself, because if you don't believe, then they can't believe.
Yeah, I think that's very true. People can tell if you have the passion, the moxie of the story that you're telling. You talk about convincing yourself. In the book, there are 7 steps that you talk about. Convincing yourself is one of them. Cast a central character is another. Describe those steps, because I think that is really the key to this whole thing, is understanding those steps.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the first step is to convince yourself first. The second step is to cast a central character. And cast a central character is all about how we tell a great story that actually has substance. You know, storytelling, we talk a lot about that, and it is very important, but it needs to be married with substance. And the way that those two come together is through a central character. The third is to make your idea feel inevitable. It really make it feel inevitable. And, you know, we always talk about why an idea is new and exciting, but you also want to talk about why it will exist. And we do that by putting on what I call in the book your anthropologist hat. The fourth is to share an earned secret. Share an earned secret. And that's something that you've gone out into the world and you have found yourself. The fifth is by playing exhibition matches. And exhibition matches are low-stakes practice sessions before you actually get into a high-stakes situation. And as it turns out, backable people who seem like naturals are almost always the product of lots and lots of practice. And so in the book, we talk about sort of how do you create these practice sessions in a way that's really going to get you ready for the room. The sixth is to flip outsiders into insiders. So making other people feel like your idea is their idea as well. You know, oftentimes we talk about innovation as a two-step formula. You come up with a great idea and you execute on it really well. But there actually is this hidden step in between. And this hidden step is where you make early people, early employees, early team members, early colleagues feel like it's their idea as well. So that by the time you reach execution, you're reaching there as a team, as a community of people who all feel like it's their idea too. And then the seventh is to let go of your ego, which is like when you get into the room, how do you make it about the thing that you're trying to serve, the person that you're trying to serve, the community that you're trying to serve, and to in some ways take the spotlight that is inevitably on you and move that spotlight to the thing that you are there to represent.
That's a great idea. Now, talk about the it factor that you discuss in the book that stands out to be, you know, a real success, the it factor. What is that?
Yeah, you know, it is, I believe now, Ron, it is the combination of all seven of those steps. It's someone who sort of really understands that, you know, in order for other people to believe, you have to believe. And so they built that conviction before the room. Mm-hmm. Then they get in the room, and while they're in the room, they're making other people feel like it's their idea as well. So they're not walking in with a very complete idea in terms of like having every detail sorted out, but they're walking in at a point where they're sharing what something could be, but not exactly how it has to be. In other words, they're falling in love with the problem they're trying to solve, but they're not necessarily falling in love with the solution, so that other people can be part of that as well. And then after the room, they're following up, and they're making people feel like they're part of a community, part of a drumbeat between, you know, idea and execution. And it's a combination of all of these things, these seven steps, which, by the way, are pretty easy to bring into your life. None of these are complicated. They're immediately actionable. That really makes a person backable and gives them that it quality.
You know, the only thing in the book that is a little frightening is that the fact that you say that, you know, we're kind of embarking on a period that resembles the Roaring Twenties, a time of intense artistic and creative expression. But I always wonder about the end of the 20s when they had the Great Depression. That's a little frightening.
Yeah.
The book is sensational. Yeah. You've done a great job with it. It's called Backable, The Surprising Truth About What Makes Someone Take a Chance on You. I recommend this book highly. It really is. You did a great job, Sunil. And anytime you want to come back and chat more about it, let's do it, because this is a ingredient that I think a lot of people need, whether they're selling themselves to an employer, selling themselves to an investor, or selling themselves to be the president of the homeowners association. It doesn't make any difference. It's applicable to everything.
Well, thank you, Ron. This has been great, and I will come back, and we'll bring more members of the family next time.
Yes, do that, because you know we only got two now. We got enough time for at least, we could have a family reunion here. You know that, Sunil. Thank you so much. Nice chatting with you.
Okay, thanks, Ron.
Our guest has been Sunil Gupta, and of course, as we mentioned, the book is called Backable. I suggest you get it. It's good stuff. And if you were wondering why we alluded to a family reunion and you didn't hear the first part of the interview, it's because his brother, Sanjay Gupta, is from CNN, and we've had him on the show several times. Hey, I want to remind everybody that we have made some additions to our website that make it just a little bit easier for any user. First, go to ronseggi.com. RONSEGGI.com. When you get there, there are two gold buttons on the homepage. The one to the left, if you push it, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. The gold button on the right that says Archives, if you push that, you can check in and hear some of our past programs that are in our archives from previous broadcasts. That's ronseggi.com, and I'm going to suggest another one since the venues are opening up and we're doing our concerts again, and that is seggisings.com, where I perform with a 15-piece orchestra with a theme show called Memories of American Bandstand, paying tribute to my friend Dick Clark. So check those two sites out. I think you'll like it. We're going to pause for a second. You're listening to Ron Seggi Live all across the USA and around the world.
as a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing. I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy today. A book came across my desk the other day, and I said, well, I need to talk to this gentleman. It's a fascinating story. And the name of the book is entitled The Secret Is You. Joining us now is the author of this book and also the CEO of Pure Romance, Chris Ciccinelli. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Ron, thank you. I'm super excited to be here.
I read this book. This is very interesting. First of all, why did you write the book? Because you have a very successful business that your mom started, in her home, and she came to you, and you were in the floor business, and said, Chris, I need some help. You're a motivational speaker. You're very passionate about what you do, former NCAA football star. So can you help out? And you went from making $100,000 a year to making $22,000 a year. And tell us the story of Pure Romance and how this whole thing came about from the standpoint of your involvement that really made it a huge success.
I got involved in this when my mom asked me to come back, which I was super excited to be able to come back. A little apprehensive because, you know, we sell wellness, we sell beauty. We, you know, not coming from what my background was, but I was a marketing guy, I was a growth guy, I was a strategy guy. So when I came back in, the big thing for her was, how do you go out there and do this? She was in charge of products, she was in charge of training. My job was to take care of the growth. Where was the strategy? So when I first walked in, you know, we were doing about $1 million a year, and over that period of time, we went from million to over 350 million. So what my whole job was is when I decided I was going to write this book, you know, having 41,000 ambassadors out there selling wellness, selling beauty, meeting over 250,000 people and helping small business owners, I was getting these questions for the last 21 years. What is the secret? How do I do it? What do I need to be thinking about? How can I replicate or duplicate what you're doing? And I just decided that the time was right. I saw so many people, you know, starting side hustles. We've been in that side hustle game for a long period of time, right? Warren Buffett was one of my biggest kind of icons I've ever, you know, got to even meet and talk to. And he always said that. He said, look, two income streams are going to beat one every day. And so we've been in that side hustle game. So my job was to come back and lay out a step-by-step book that could give anybody that is reading the ability to say, hey, I want to be either, A, get that new promotion at my job. I want to be able to be my next CEO. I want to succeed in whatever side hustle. I took 21 years of my experience in working with some amazing, awesome women, and I was able to outline the step-by-step things, which why I called the book The Secret Is You is because everything starts with you. Everybody's looking for, like, give me the roadmap, give me the plan, what book do I need to read, what master class do I need to go listen to online, and it all gets back to that same thing. Everything you're going to read, everything you're going to hear, it's going to come back to, are you willing to make the changes inside of you to get the success for you, for your family, for your future?
Now, you talk about your product, and your product is Pure Romance, but you don't always just center on saying, hey, look, you got to get involved with Pure Romance. You speak about getting involved in anything that brings success, entrepreneurship, and money.
Yeah, you know, I don't care if people want to go out there and work at Pure Romance or they do. I think that people need to understand that they cannot ever put themselves back into what happened in March when 24 million people got laid off and did not have a job, did not have a secondary income. That's what I truly believe. I believe that people need to have it. I mean, think about it. How many people are living paycheck to paycheck just listening to the show right now? And they're going to their job, which most people do. They go to the thing that's just over broke, right? We just get by. We're not putting money in our 401ks. We're not having a SEP. We're not thinking about our future. I mean, really, when you think about it, if you want to eat, you have to have, at the time you retire at the age of 65, and you want to eat for the next 20 years, you have to have $109,500 put away in your savings account. That's three meals a day at $5 per meal. That's why I think when I wrote this book, I was wanting to be able to be out there to help people succeed in whatever side hustle or whatever job promotion, or find out the most important thing. How do they become the best version of themselves? That's why when you look at it, you know, so much upheaval has happened since, you know, COVID. And that's where in the book it really goes back and says, hey, if you're going to do this, here's the deal. Clarify the mission. What are you trying to go after, both if it's a new promotion, if it's a side hustle? Once you clarify that, you need to detach from that outcome, and you need to commit to the processes that are going to get you there, the processes of the extra phone calls, the text messages, the things that you need to do to make yourself more valuable, because people do not buy products anymore. People buy people. They buy relationships. They buy what they can learn from each other, and that's what, when you look at The Secret Is You, that's why I decided today, more than ever, it was the time to bring this book out. We're coming out of COVID, and I hope more and more people take heed and get that second secondary income and don't live paycheck to paycheck.
You have a great pictorial in this, and you also have a terrific ending where you have a lot of endorsements. The stories are very fascinating. What was it like, though, when you realized that your mother was selling intimacy products? How does a son handle that routine?
Well, I know you read the book, so in chapter one, I talk it starts with a little fight at the bus stop when I found out what my mom did, right? I mean, my mom was always on a radio show talking about products, being able to give advice, kind of doing a love line type of thing. And I remember coming to the bus stop the next day, and the kid goes, "Oh my gosh, you're the sex toy lady's kid." And that was the first time I found out. I'm like, "Oh my gosh, what do you mean?" Got in a fight with the kid at the bus stop. My mom picks me up from the principal's office, and just like any kid, I was a confused mind. I didn't know what was going on. What my mom really did was tell me, "Hey, listen, Chris, people are getting divorced. You know how your dad and I aren't together anymore?" I'm like, "Yes." "I'm going out and I'm helping people stay together. I'm helping people open up doors of communication." And, you know, I was young. I didn't really understand all that at the time. But I did understand that, you know what, she was out there providing for us, for our family, because we didn't have much growing up. And my mom was, you know, working for four pediatricians, making $4.25. So I'm so proud that I've been able to have the opportunity to work with my mom for this period of time. But it was definitely, as a young kid, it wasn't really that cool of what your mom did. Now, when I went to college, it was really cool, right? Like, everybody's like, "Man, your mom has the best job ever." And then when I went to work for her, you know, society still has their viewpoints on what we do. We had to overcome so much social stigma and the labels that people put on us. It's crazy. That's why I have a whole chapter about don't let anybody label you. Don't let anybody tell you who you are or how great. I'm a kid that graduated 167 out of 169, and I'm the most successful person in my class. I'm the most successful person in my college. And you know why? I didn't worry about what other people had to say about what I was doing, and I stayed in my lane. I didn't play the comparison game. I didn't compare my chapter 2 to somebody else's chapter 10. And that's why today, you know, I'm so excited about being able to give this book and give all of these secrets that I've been able to accumulate over 21 years of experience.
You are quite a guy, but I could talk to you for hours. And in fact, I'd like to invite you back. There's so much to talk about. The name of the book is The Secret Is You, How I Empower 250,000 Women to Find Their Passion and Change Their Lives. I did just the opposite, okay? So, but that's another story another time. Chris Ciccinelli has been our guest, president and CEO of Pure Romance. Get the book. I read it cover to cover. It's a great story. And would you come back again, Chris?
Ron, I would love to come back. Thank you. And I can talk to you for hours, too, man.
And good luck with the book and with the company, and we'll look forward to your return, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of it. And our guests include my friend Pat Boone, actress Lucy Fry from The Godfather of Harlem, Alicia Dennis, senior editor for People Magazine Investigates, Kelly Rizzo Saget, country music star Jeannie Seely, Sunil Gupta, writing a book called Backable, and the CEO of Pure Romance with a brand new book out right now, Chris Ciccinelli. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.